in the squadron. They called him Bullets, but we call him Greg Kelly. Greg Kelly is on the air on the Red Apple Podcast Network.
Well, it's Good Friday. It is Good Friday, and things are winding down. And it is a wonderful opportunity to think about Christ and all of his sacrifice, what he did for us on the cross and everything. And just, wow, it is an incredible, it is the greatest gift ever that could be granted, a soul, I believe. So Easter's coming. It's more than jelly beans and chocolate bunnies and running around for those silly eggs, right? That's what, and there's some of that too. I'm going to have Madeline and Annalise looking for eggs all over the place. We got this Easter egg hunt there. We got a bunch of different things going on, but they're only 2 and 4. However, I do want to start talking to them, and I have been talking to them about, you know, what's really going on, you know, and that God exists and God is real and God loves you and God wants to help you and God wants to have a relationship with you, and we have to obey. And I love having these conversations. My parents had conversations like that with me. And it's a duty. It's an obligation. It's also a joy. It is a joy. Where are we? It's, well, you saw what happened yesterday. Beautiful, beautiful moment out of a horrible tragedy. Horrible tragedy. It was just a wonderful gesture. President Trump and attending the wake of Officer Jonathan Diller. It happens to have also been, sorry to say, great politics. My goodness gracious. Joe Biden at Radio City Music Hall with those two narcissists. Barack Obama. I don't know if Bill Clinton is a narcissist technically. I mean, he's a kind of, he's, oh boy. He's out there. He's got the, he's a man of appetite. Hey, look, I am too. I know. I mean, I got to keep it in check, of course, Bill Clinton. Man. You know, when he did what he did, in many ways, he totally got away with it. He totally got away with it. They were high-fiving at the White House. Yeah, I know he was impeached, but his approval rating, right? But that would get just about anybody fired in the real world, what he did. Did he pay a price for it? I think there was one touchy interview he did with Craig Melvin about 5 years ago. And that's about as rocky as it got for him. Monica Lewinsky's life will never be the same. Granted, she went into that knowing what she was doing. And she was a full-grown adult. Yes, but she was a young woman. She was an adult. All right? Years of education, college, religion. You got to make better decisions as an adult. You know, I could have run around when I was 24 years old saying, I'm just 24 years old. What do I know? I'm an adult. I'm supposed to know a lot. And I did know a lot. In fact, when I was 24, I was landing jet airplanes on boats in the ocean. Not to brag, but that did sound a little bit braggy. But what the hell? I'm proud of it. So where are we? All right. The great big, let's start with the Radio City Music Hall last night. Joe, of course, is trying to get everybody whipped up, and he talks about January 6th. They got whipped up for another reason. Now, Joe is in the middle of Obama and Clinton, and Stephen Colbert is interviewing them. Stephen Colbert, man, he got so nasty and weird and woke, didn't he? Do me a favor. Let's get the clip from the inside. From the inside. All right, hit it.
There was an insurrection.
Shame on!
Kind of makes me wish I went. I don't agree with those protesters in terms of their message. Those are a bunch of crazy pro-terrorist protesters. They're pro-terrorist, anti-Israel. Joe, by the way, if they knew what Joe was doing, I think they'd be very happy. Because Joe is cooled on Israel and is doing everything he can to basically end the war before the objectives are met, i.e., ridding the world of the horrible menace that is Hamas, and trying to make Arab American voters in Michigan feel all good. I'm a little bit surprised about our Arab American voters in Michigan. Are they really on the side of the terrorists? I hate to think that, but apparently many of them are. And that's just awful. All right. Then there was the one outside. Do we want to do that? Now, look, a lot of people are putting up, you know, Trump at the wake, and they put the video next to Biden at Radio City Music Hall. And like, look at this, right? Isn't this the worst thing in the world? And I admit, yeah, totally. The optics are not good, but there are a lot of reasons to rage against Joe Biden, to vote against Joe Biden, to not like Joe Biden, even to hate Joe Biden. That he had a great big fundraiser at Radio City Music Hall yesterday. You know, that's what they do. They raise money. They got to raise money. And from time to time, you know, President Trump, he relies more on, you know, the grassroots, right? People giving him $5, $10, $50 a time, which is so much more powerful and effective than Jay-Z writing a check for $500,000. Although I think Jay-Z is saving his money because he may need a dream team of lawyers pretty soon. Oh, and here's the scene outside of Radio City Music Hall. Shall we? Go ahead. I can't tell what they're saying. Something about genocide. These are all anti-Israeli protesters. In a way, it doesn't matter. Number one, I totally disagree with them, right? I do. But at the same time, I'm kind of glad that Joe got a hostile reception inside and outside Radio City Music Hall. Hey, he got a hostile reception when he drove by WABC yesterday. I said some not-so-kind things through the window, but, you know, what are you going to do? Hey, what is this? What is this? Chuck Schumer. Man, that guy has lost his soul. He has lost his soul. He doesn't know who he is, doesn't know what he is. He's trying to dig himself out of that hole where he calls for Netanyahu to be removed from office right in the middle of a war, right after October 7th and what they went through. Now he's trying to spin this. You know, I listen to Mark Levin sometimes. You know what he calls Chuck Schumer? A self-hating Jew, which apparently is a thing. I trust Mark Levin on that, don't you? Happens to be Jewish himself. Knows that community through and through in that faith. And when he sees a guy like Schumer saying what he said, so here he is trying to get himself out of trouble. Cut 11, please.
Let me say this. I care deeply about Israel and its long-term future. When you make the issue partisan, you hurt the cause of helping Israel.
Leader Schumer, Leader Schumer.
Yes, yes.
Is it true that Prime Minister Netanyahu asked to address the Democratic caucus and you declined the list of languages?
As I said, when you make these issues partisan, you hurt the cause of Israel.
Yes.
But the specific accusation that you are interfering in a foreign election, you should not show any distance between the United States and a close ally at a time of war. That's what Republicans are saying.
Well, let me say this. I gave this speech out of a real love for Israel. And if you read the speech, we called only for there to be an election after the hostilities had declined, after Hamas was defeated.
Those nuances really don't matter. We know what happened. We know what you did. It was a traitorous act. And not only has Chuck Schumer betrayed our brothers and sisters in Israel, he betrays Americans all the time. Broadly and quite locally. Now, what he did in his own neighborhood, the neighborhood where he grew up, Sheepshead Bay, you know, one block from his house where he grew up is James Madison High School, where he went to high school. And that man who went to Congress on a platform of, I will always fight for the middle class. I will do everything in my power to protect the middle class. I am a middle class man. He was a Lunch Pail Joe before Lunch Pail Joe. It was all about the middle class. And for him to just sit there as illegal aliens took over James Madison High School, where he graduated from, they took it over in the middle of the school week, in the middle of the school year. They took it over and kicked all of the students out. It's unthinkable. That happened. You think Mr. and Mrs. Schumer in 1959 would have allowed little Chucky to not attend school so some illegal migrants could come in and take the school over? No, that would interfere with Chucky's progress. We have to get Chucky into Harvard and Harvard Law School. Chucky's going to be the most important man in the world someday. Chucky has the New York City Quiz Bowl next week. He can't miss school. Chucky might finish valedictorian or salutatorian. We can't have that. And he just let it happen. He's about power and nothing else. And that stupid caravan, those stupid SUVs these guys literally will sell out their country, sell out Israel, so they can ride around in an SUV. I don't want an SUV. I can't stand. I've been in one of those SUVs. You know what I hate about them? You got to step up into them. You got to climb it. I like to sit down into a car. It's far more relaxing. I don't like to. I can't stand an SUV. I like a sedan that you can sit in. What am I talking about with the SUVs? They all get them, right? The congressional leadership, mayors get them, right? Eric Adams. What do you think he's in this for public service? For people? I kicked those crackers ass. He's in it for the fun, the power, the perks, and getting to wear those silly suits on TV. This is Eric. I'm here. I'm the mayor. Wow. Here he is, actually. Now, I heard Curtis saying something about this. Is this the clip where he's making no sense at all, or is he making a modicum of sense? Eric Adams. I don't really talk about him too much because he's actually not a player, believe it or not. He's not a player in any of this. There's no management of the NYPD right now. There's no professionalism in the leadership. There's one guy who's good, one guy. And actually, he's not even in the police department. I'm talking about the brass. I'm talking about the senior level. The men and women are heroes, and they're not being backed up. Here's Eric, a man who ran around New York City for 30 years yelling and screaming that everything was racist, including and especially the NYPD. What's the excuse this time? What's the solution? Cut 8.
We could reach out and get Homeland Security money from the federal government. We believe that we could get some local businesses who would just sponsor the devices in their train stations.
Okay. It's always money. Money's a solution, right? We can get money from Homeland Security, and we can get money from local businesses. Hey, local businesses, you want to sponsor stuff? I thought we sponsored the city through paying taxes, especially local businesses. What? Sponsor a what? A metal detector? Is that what that was? Cut 8? 8?
We could reach out and get Homeland Security money from the federal government. We believe that we could get some local businesses who would just sponsor the devices in their train stations.
Yeah, it's up to the community to do it. Got 30,000 uniform, 25,000 uniform cops, about 15,000 civilian employees. And now we got to do it. Here's Fox 5 with a little bit more information. Cut 7.
After a number of high-profile crimes in the city's subway system, Mayor Adams wants to roll out gun-detecting body scanners.
All right, a pilot program will debut in some stations where the NYPD will be able to see if they work to deter crime.
Fox Eyes' Morgan McKay has the details from Lower Manhattan.
New body scanners that the Adams administration wants to install at subway stations across New York City by the end of June. According to the NYPD, so far this year, they have seized 450 weapons in the transit system, compared to just 261 weapons that were seized during the same time period last year.
All right, stop. Just pathetic. It's pathetic. And the numbers, the games they play with the numbers, you know what that means about the guns. It doesn't mean they're doing a better job. It means that people feel more emboldened to bring guns. To bring guns. I hear him bragging about how many guns are taken off the street. But there are more. That shows that there are more guns present on the street. Do you get that? It's a little trickery that he's up to. It's all trickery. It's all deception. He doesn't want to do the work. He doesn't know how to do the work. Another pilot program. Like those robots. Remember the NYPD robots? I saw it on the news. I say it's going to take about 5 seconds for a kid to figure out how to steal one of those robots or throw it on the tracks or just to screw with it, to F with it. And that's what happened. And no more robots on the subway. Go figure. I'll be right back.
Your health is important. Your sexual health is very important. And like everything else, it has challenges. As many as 50% of men over 50 have sexual-related difficulties, like ED, low testosterone, and low energy. That's where they come in. Elevate Wellness has real professional and in-person solutions. Call 973-354-2276. 973-354-2276. Or visit ElevateWellnessGroup.com and get back to where it started. Office visits only $99 this month. Stop. ED is no laughing matter. This could be caused from low T, high blood pressure, or diabetes. Elevate Wellness can help. 40% of men over 40 have experienced this. Make the call to Elevate Wellness now. 973-354-2276. 973-354-2276. The office visit is only $99 and includes exam, blood work, test dose, and consultation. Call Elevate Wellness. 973-354-2276. Or Elevate Wellness Group.
Hi, it's Ernie Anastas. You know, your thoughts can affect how you feel, and how you feel can impact your thoughts. Addressing your mind and body connection is the key to improving your overall wellness. Bergen Newbridge Medical Center is the largest hospital in New Jersey, providing comprehensive, equitable, compassionate, and high-quality emergency inpatient and outpatient medical care, plus mental health services and substance use disorder treatment. The Bergen Newbridge team can address your total health needs in one convenient location. Call 201-225-7130. For an appointment or newbridgehealth.org.
If you're suffering from ED, you're not alone. 60% of men over 60 have this problem. Help is out there. The professionals at Elevate Wellness can help you be the man you used to be. They've helped thousands of patients and have a 96% success rate. What are you waiting for? Call 973-354-2276. 973-354-2276. Your first visit is only $99. ElevateWellnessGroup.com. Help is out there. ElevateWellnessGroup.com.
Greg Kelly on the Red Apple Podcast Network.
How do we feel on this Good Friday? I feel miraculous. I actually just feel fantastic for so much. I don't know why, but I just feel almost physically and emotionally. But all right, back to reality because I'm looking at a television screen and I see a woman I know from TikTok walking down the street and reporting to her followers how she was just punched in the face for no good reason at all. There is a, remember the knockout game a couple of years ago? People, it was like a gang ritual, you know, go up to somebody and punch them real hard. Usually, it kind of went without saying. I mean, it was understood even by the gangs. Look, don't punch women, right? They didn't punch women. I mean, it's bad enough they're punching anybody, but they were punching men back then during the knockout game days. Sounds almost quaint. The knockout game. Oh, just a bunch of kids playing the knockout game. Actually, when you get right down to it, it's borderline attempted murder. You know, you hit the ground the wrong way, you could die. But now they're punching women right in the face. It's become a thing. It's become a trend. It's hot. It's stylish. Can you imagine that? Oh, and yes, if you're wondering if there is a racial component to it all, sadly, it appears that way. You know, I talked to a woman. Her name was Quinn, Sterling Quinn. Isn't that a great name for anybody? Sterling Quinn? I mean, it could be a man's name. It could be a woman's name. I just think it's great. Sterling Quinn. And Sterling Quinn. It sounds like out of Dynasty, right? Sterling. Sterling Quinn. Well, anyway, she's a beautiful woman. I don't know, late 20s, 30, something like that. Works in fashion. And some guy, apparently homeless, just punched her in the face. And I asked her, I said, look, you think being white had something to do with it? And, you know, she didn't volunteer it. I brought it up. And she did feel that she was being in some way maybe punished for a perceived privilege, right? You know, you hear about that white privilege stuff. Ooh, you know, everybody's got problems. Everybody's got issues. when you reduce right down to the skin and you encourage people to resent each other because of what they look like, it is absolutely horrifying. It is inhuman. And it's exactly the opposite of what our good friend MLK used to say, right?
Traffic jams, tailgating, pile-ups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Greg Kelly on the Red Apple Podcast Network.
Remember Megan Rapinoe, the annoying soccer player with the purple hair? She wasn't even good at soccer. And quite frankly, women's soccer, I don't think women's soccer is any good. Sorry, but it's not. The field, the soccer field is the same field they use for the men's game, right? It should be smaller for the women. It just should be smaller. I mean, it's basically watching them chase the ball. It's like a big game of chase the ball. They have no passing game. They're never really fully in possession. I just think it stinks. And it's tedious and whatever. And but people pretend to like it. And I guess many millions of people do like it. I was turned off by her. Forget the game. She got way political, was showing up on Meet the Press. And I guess her big claim to fame is, you know, she's gay and get out of my way. And I want everybody to know I'm gay. And, you know, here's my girlfriend and we're going to get, I don't know, just in your face gay. It's almost as obnoxious as being in your face straight, right? I'm a man and this is my woman and we're going to do it and we're going to, you know, just who cares? Just play soccer. Anyway, what happened was this. She retired from soccer a couple of years ago. I don't know why. Oh, I remember. Remember, she was the one who was making everybody on the team kneel. You know, kneel for George Floyd, kneel because America sucks, kneel because of white privilege. Just, you know, take a knee, right? Self-abasement. Self-abasement is really cool, especially if you're making many millions of dollars. That's a way to you keep making the millions by debasing yourself. Self-abasement, debasement, whatever. So there's a new player on the team, and her name is Corbin. That's an interesting name, right? Corbin? Corbin Albert? Corbin. And, well, you know, you can't even – she didn't even post anything. You know what she did that got herself in trouble? She liked something. She pressed a button on social media that she liked it. And what did she like? I think we got this kid, right? We got the big kid speech. Okay, so this is some kid at some Christian group. Maybe it's church. I can't tell. He's wearing a shirt that says, Jesus saves. That's beautiful. And the kid is telling a story, not really a kid, might be 20 years old, about how at one point in their life they were convinced that they were in the wrong body gender-wise and they needed to transition. I think this is a boy who wanted to be a girl and had to transition, but then figured out that, you know what, I'm wrong about this, and God is the answer. I've been living my life the wrong way, looking for the wrong solutions, and the life was saved by God, by Christ, and isn't that great? No, it's not great. No! Well, I think it's great, and so did Corbin. Can we hear the little speech, the presentation, the testimony, please, by this young individual who I'm very happy for. Go ahead.
My name is Quinn.
They're cheering. They're cheering.
I had seizures in the womb. I was diagnosed with epilepsy, Ehlers-Danlos, and an intellectual disability. I started watching pornography at 12, and I witnessed my mom being beaten. That experience resulted in violent thoughts, rage, fighting, coldness, stealing, vandalism, drugs, and being in a gang. Although I got saved at a Christian school by the age of 15, I was attracted to men and women, and I actually stopped feeling like a guy. Although I was ashamed of my feelings, God revealed to me that I was made in his image. I ignored God's love and abused alcohol and abused cocaine. But God kept me safe. By 24, I fully embraced the idea of same-sex attraction and acted upon those desires. Around the same time, my mom was hospitalized due to her alcoholism. She passed away soon after, and as I saw her monitor flatline, my life came crashing down. I knew I needed to get help, so I went to counseling, but never revealed the shame I was battling with feeling transgender. A few months later, I started taking hormones. However, in the midst of this time, God led me to ACC through a new friend. I was introduced to Jesus, and the Holy Spirit started consuming me, and I actually felt his tangible presence. In fact, one time at ACC, during communion, I literally felt a hand on my shoulder and turned to see who it was, but nobody was there. I believe it was God's hand on my shoulder. I even felt God tell me to stop taking the hormones. I threw them away and have not been on them since. God truly saved me in so many ways. It's because of God that I didn't die in the womb. It's because of God that I am not in jail. It's because of God that I'm alive today. It's because of God that I have a personal relationship with him. My story only makes sense because there is a loving God, a God that wanted me, a God who sent his son to die for people like me. I'm here today to declare with my life that Jesus wins.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. Congratulations, Quinn. That is amazing, and it's beautiful. And, you know, in America, we're still allowed to say that we like that message. And you know what? If I saw it on social media, I could like it. I could press the little heart. Or can you? Can I? Depends where you work. Depends what your employer thinks. Depends what certain celebrities in positions of power think. So, Corbin is her name. Corbin something. What the hell's her name? Corbin. She's a great soccer player. She's on the women's soccer team. And Corbin decided to like that video. That's all she did. She liked it. And you can tell who likes it. You can see it. There's a record of it. And things get likes. And maybe she retweeted it. So guess what happened to her? Universal scorn and very broad condemnation, scorn, bullying, cyberbullying. You know who led the way? The annoying soccer player, ex-soccer player who was crummy at soccer because her knees got so sore because she was kneeling all the time in virtue signaling and finally had to quit. Remember when she got the injury like in the very last game of her career? That's some sort of justice. Well, she's going out of her mind about this and saying that for people who want to hide behind my beliefs, I would just ask one question. Are you making any type of space safer, more inclusive, more whole, any semblance of better, bringing the best out of anyone? Because if you aren't, all you believe in is hate. And kids are literally killing themselves because of this hate. Wait the F up. Yours truly, number 15. And for all my trans homie, this is what she writes. For all my trans homie enduring this horrific treatment day in and day out, I see you and hear you and I am with you. Give me a break. I hate that. That's the worst thing. I see you. I hear you. Every now and then I will use that on Twitter. Like, I see you. I hear you. And I think you're all stupid. Something like that, right? Especially if the liberal mob is mad at you. So what does Corbin do, the soccer player, who liked that amazing video? Liked it. I loved it. I want to sincerely apologize. Now, look, Corbin, I understand this is not really about you. I'm sure that some nitwit PR person at the United States Soccer League wrote this for you and forced you into it. I really don't blame you, although I wish you had not capitulated. Part of me, you're young, you can only play professional soccer once. There's one league. What's her name? Megan Rapinoe is a heavyweight. And it's easy for me to say, You never should have given in. But I know you're under a lot of pressure, and you probably weighed the pluses and the minuses. But this statement is disgusting, what she was forced to put out. You like something. You like a message of Christianity and hope, and that we're more than our cravings and our urges and whatever the hell is between our legs. No, it's all about that. Just ask Meg Rapinoe, who quite frankly is sexually inappropriate. She's sexually inappropriate. You could be sexually inappropriate and a lesbian. You could be sexually inappropriate and straight, right? You can sexually... I'm sorry, but there are some lesbians in this country and some gay men and some straight men. But let's talk of lesbians for a second who bring it up way too much. I mean, Karine Jean-Pierre is the White House press secretary. I'm a black, proud, gay, immigrant woman. That's all she talks about. I'm a gay, immigrant woman who's black. I'm like, are you looking for action here? You know, you got a job to do. This is not a personal ad. This is not a video personal for you. This is not Tinder. This is not Grindr or whatever the hell the site is these days. Corbyn says this. I want to sincerely apologize for my actions on social media, liking and sharing posts that are offensive, insensitive, and hurtful was immature and disrespectful, which was never my intent. I'm really disappointed in myself and am deeply sorry for the hurt that I have caused to my teammates, other players, fans, friends, and anyone who was offended. Are we going to get our apology for this crap that offends me? I truly believe that everyone should feel safe and respected everywhere and on all playing fields. You know what, by the way? I don't want anybody to feel unsafe, but that's part of life. Not everything is cool, right? I mean, if you want to feel safe and comfortable, stay in bed. Because you go out into the world, things are going to happen. You're going to mix it up with people who disagree with you, right? I know my actions have not lived up to that. And for that, I sincerely apologize. It's an honor and a privilege to get to play this sport on the world stage, and I promise to do better. Well, what does that mean? Now, you could say, well, this is just a soccer thing. This is just a celebrity thing. Mm-mm. As a trickle-down effect, her backing down at this moment, you know what it encourages other people to do? To keep your head down, your thoughts to yourself, your Christianity over there. Don't talk about it. Don't embrace it. God forbid bringing it up at work. That's dangerous. That's insensitive. Somebody may be offended. Somebody be uncomfortable. You know what? I was offended. I was uncomfortable when somebody first brought it up to me. I was offended and uncomfortable when somebody offered to save my to show me the way to save my soul. It made me, what are you doing? What are you saying about this? What? I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that bad. I'm not doing anything wrong. I'm not doing anything that hurts anybody. What? I enjoy this stuff. Leave me alone. What? You don't like the way I live my life? That's my business. You and your Bible thumping way. Get out of here. That was my reaction. And now I just, I was so wrong. And that person was so right. And the answer was, the person was just kind of showing me the way. And I wasn't maybe that offended. I didn't say it out loud, but that's kind of how I felt. All right, Katie Alpert, whatever her name is. So they want us to, and that works. It works. They are moving the culture in a direction that ultimately is going to fall off a cliff. Hey, Louis Gossett Jr. died at the age of 87. I like that guy a lot. Officer and a gentleman. Who can forget, right? He was the drill instructor. Richard Gere was the cadet who wanted to be a pilot, who wanted to get jets. Ooh, I'm going to get the greatest Richard Gere, Lou Gossett Jr. scene of all time, and we'll do it right when I get back. And your calls. Give me a moment, please.
Greg Kelly on the Red Apple Podcast Network.
All right, I found a better clip of Lou Gossett Jr. and Richard Gere. I think I can give away the end of the movie, right? I mean, it came out 40 freaking years ago, if you haven't seen it yet. Spoiler alert, he makes... Well, all right, maybe you haven't seen it. You should see it. Diego, do me a favor. There are no bad words in this one. There are lots of bad words in the movie. But there are no bad words in this little clip I just found. But there's a lot of yelling and screaming and degrading speech. All right, we'll get to that in a moment. Let's see here. Dennis, hello.
Oh, hello. Thanks for taking the call. I want to talk about justified use of lethal force by our police. I think you had a clip last week of a video with the policeman, of a uniformed policeman walking up to a car, and the driver tells him, I have a gun, go back to your car or you're not going to go home tonight. You remember
right.
that?
Yeah, and?
I think the cop did him on. Then you
the cop what?
Contrast that. I think the cop shot him.
Yeah, and that was a justified use of force, don't you think?
Right. Now, contrast that with Ashley Babbitt, an unarmed woman climbing through a window. This guy's hidden in a hallway. He shoots her. She wasn't even standing up, and he shot her.
No.
And he gets a medal.
Yeah, it's you're right. The contrast is amazing.
Right.
My God, what happened to Ashley Babbitt? You know, actually, I was just talking to Mickey, her mother, actually here at WABC. We may be talking to her shortly. She's an amazing woman. She's MAGA royalty in my book. What they went through, and justice will be done in that case. Yeah, contrasted to that. Completely unjustified shooting, and everybody in law enforcement knows it. Everybody. Shows you how far our systems, our government has fallen, that officer wasn't prosecuted, or at the very least fired, but they turned around and gave him a medal. It is disgusting. Thank you, Dennis. Maria, hello.
Hi, Greg. Thanks for taking my call. A blessed good Friday, a gorgeous, perfect Friday, if there ever was one. Just two short comments. I understand Joe Biden is still in New York or just left. He spent overnight. I want to know why he couldn't take the time out on his way back to wherever he's going to pay his respects at the funeral home of fallen police officer Diller and his family. Number one. Number two, last night at the Love Fest at Radio City Music Hall, I understand they raised over $25 million. You mean to tell me they couldn't take a tiny portion of that and donate it to police officer Diller's wife? Or how about set up a small college fund for his one-year-old baby boy who's left?
All right. Look, you know how I feel about Biden. There are a million reasons to despise Biden. And I despise the man, all right? And a million reasons to love Trump. And I love the man. a president cannot and should not go to every wake and or funeral for every officer who's been cut down in the line of duty. It's a practical impossibility. And it's wonderful that Trump did it. If he didn't do it, we'd still be all Trump, right? I mean, officers die in this country every single month. They're shot and killed. And that's always going to be the case. Always. It's not going to get better. Now, this administration has made it worse. But, you know, then we go into this tit for tat, and it makes it all about show and all about there's more going on here than optics. It's not whether he shows up or not. It's the policy and the culture that Biden has created, the policies promoted, the culture he has helped create that has endangered cops. And that's what needs to be combated. And for a lot of people, if he went to that funeral or whatever, that's going to make up for all that stuff. It doesn't, and it shouldn't. Do you know what I mean here? I mean, we can get a little bit ridiculous about that. There are funerals for cops basically every week in America. You can't go to every one. There was something unique about this case, I agree, particularly heartbreaking, the one-year-old baby left behind, and when it happened and how it happened really got our attention, but it unfortunately won't be the last. And President Trump, even President, they can't go to everyone. So that's how I feel about that, Maria.
Okay. All right. Well, you agree to disagree.
You really did. After going through all that. Yeah, all right. We'll agree to disagree. I think I'm right. I mean, again, I can't, there's a million things to get on this guy about, all right? Hey, by the way, you going on social media? Are you making the videos yet? I gave you an assignment getting 100,000 people to vote in New Jersey who wouldn't have voted otherwise, and I do believe you can do it, Maria.
Oh, I hope so. Could I just say one other thing?
No, Maria, I want an update. I want an update. Have you started the project? We were so inspired the other day, and you had a very modest number, 10.
Yes, No.
Wait a second. I got to hear your 2 points, and you didn't even give me an inch on mine. Not an inch. A centimeter. I want to know if you've started it, because, Maria, you're a very forceful person. You speak beautifully. And if somebody of like you and your temperament and where you are, you're the suburban woman, right? And that's what it's all about, they tell me, although I don't think it really is all about that. But I get it, that you could be a voice of change. You, right there. You, Maria, wherever you are, right now, in your kitchen, wherever. Where are you?
I am in my kitchen.
All right,
I am.
You have the capacity to give New Jersey to Donald Trump, and you can make it happen. Do it.
This is Greg Kelly for Priority Gold. What does it mean to be America's precious metals dealer? It means that you're in touch with the hearts and minds of those who love this country, value our freedom, and want to protect the future. Priority Gold is that precious metals dealer. They've helped thousands of Americans back their retirement with solid gold and silver. Call Priority Gold at 888-506-6439. Receive free shipping, free storage, a free investment guide, and one of the best purchase experiences in the industry. Call now or go to PriorityGold.com.